My name is Stacy. I'm a grateful alcoholic, and I was the overall chair in 2005. This is an open meeting of the Atlanta Group of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all are welcome to attend. It is our belief that our meeting structure is necessary to maintain the integrity of the group so that it may better carry the message and message of AA, and since the most important aspect of AA recovery is one alcoholic relating to another, only alcoholics participate. If your primary problem is other than alcoholism, we think it would also be helpful for you to contact an anonymous organization which more specifically deals with your addiction. Our literature persons have the list of such groups with their phone numbers. In any case, we hope that what you learn here may be helpful to your recovery and or understanding. Jeff, the overall chair in 2010, will read the preamble.
Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm an alcoholic. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other, that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety.
Please join me in the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Bonnie, the overall chairperson in 2002, will read the steps.
Hi, I'm Bonnie. I'm an alcoholic. Happy anniversary, Atlanta Group. One, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Dayton, the overall chairperson for 2003, will read the traditions.
I'm an alcoholic. My name is Dayton. The AA 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. 6. An AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. AA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Tonight is our group's 21st anniversary. For which we have a special format. Peggy will give us a brief history of the group, followed by an information break, and then our main speaker, who will speak for 45 minutes. Please help me welcome Peggy, our co-founder and the overall chairperson in 1995.
My diamond necklace. The Atlanta Group is my diamond necklace, and you're all my little baguettes, some big baguettes. Okay. And now, my name is Peggy Byrne. I'm an alcoholic. I forget on St. Patrick's Day that I'm saying. And now the history of the Atlanta Group. Many groups start with a resentment and a coffee pot. The Atlanta Group did not. It started with a dream and some really good examples. We had Clancy from the Pacific Group, who is the founder of the Pacific Group. And I was blessed with having been one of the founders, along with Van, who passed away 9 years ago this month and was lost to the Atlanta Group is incalculable. Van was, without a doubt, the Atlanta Group shepherd. The fellowship we chose 21 years ago has grown up around us, and our big book makes that promise. It was March 1st, 1994, and we met for the first time at the Convent of the Sacred Heart on 5th Avenue and 91st Street. I had scouted the location. And because I knew, oh my God, it had directoire chairs and gold gilt frames. I mean, exquisite. And, but of course, the night, you know, they knew that March 1st was going to be our first meeting, and they forgot. And we had to meet in the library, which held about 40 comfortably. And I think that night we were about 75. But that proved that, you know, we could do it. We were flexible. In our fifth year, they asked us to hold our attendance to 75. We were too big for their hall, being 200 at that point. We could not do that. So we went on a search for a larger space and thankfully relocated here to Christ Church. And we're very happy, may I add. So here's our meeting history. On February 5th, 1996, we started our second meeting, the Big Book Study, and it met on Wednesdays. On July 1st was our third meeting. It was a beginner's meeting, and it met on Thursdays, and still meets on Thursdays. On January 7th, 2000, our fourth meeting, Steps and Traditions, was launched, and it meets on Friday. On October 13, 2002, we started our fifth meeting, our call-up, which meets on Sundays. On February 28th, we began our sixth meeting, our 11-step meditation meeting. and on February 16, 2008, our seventh meeting, which is a two-speaker meeting and meets every Saturday. Van gave the history talk every year, and in 2006, he became too ill, and he asked me to take over for him. And I'm going to read what he said, what his opening was, but I found some other notes that he had sent me, so I'd like to, incorporate them. He said, "I'm so grateful to be here tonight." This was the last night that he did it on Tuesday. "I'm so glad to be here to share with you all and with our guest, Clancy. It was not on my mind when Peggy and I and others started the Atlanta Group 10 years ago that we would ever stop existing. Those of us who care, however, work as if we could vanish in an instant." How true. So the note that he asked me to incorporate is as follows. "What has grown here is loyalty and responsibility to the home group and a sponsorship ethic which stresses AA's program of recovery. A desire to do service and to support our service branches with time and money. We have maintained the structure that we developed here, and as a direct result, we have flourished. But I will tell you why we are this old. Enough of you are willing to give up for the time you spend at an AA meeting, your personal desires, even your demands. Give up your individual, may I say, rights. That for at least while you attend an Atlanta Group meeting, you follow consciously or not the first tradition. The group comes first and the individual second, albeit a close second. That you are obedient to avoiding the use of street language, dress according to our dress code, and following another tradition, our primary purpose, carrying the message of Alcoholics Anonymous. It is you, the individual member, being loving and tolerant of your group. That's what makes it work. It is because you make that sacrifice that we're here tonight, celebrating 21 years. And if you keep that up, if you remain true to the group conscience, retain the structure, follow the traditions, especially AA singleness of purpose, we'll meet 20, 30, and maybe more years, and fill this room with AA music, laughter, and sharing, and love for one another, our fellowship, and especially our group. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm an alcoholic. And I was your overall chairperson in 2011. And my service commitment for tonight is to briefly tell you about a former member of our group, Becca H., and read one of her quotes that she had on our group conference on attire. Becca was a well-loved and well-respected member of our steering committee. She chaired the group in 2000. 2007, sadly, she passed away of cancer. She was 40 years old, but she was 18 years sober. And she was one of the first young peoples of the Atlantic group. She was 22 years old when she got sober. She was sponsored by Ava. She was a very close sober sister of Stephanie and close friends with Cynthia and Gina and several others. And she had an incredible love and enthusiasm for AA, which was evident because she would walk in the room and the place would just light up. And she was a presence at a Tuesday night meeting. And as many of you know, we have a group conscience on attire, which when we are of service in front of the room at the podium, we dress in business attire. And people ask a lot of questions and we give very long-winded answers. And Becca summed it up in one word, which was just respect. And respect for Alcoholics Anonymous, which gave us everything that we have today, including this group. And without AA, we have absolutely nothing. And to have respect for something, it's to have a deep admiration for abilities and qualities. And we respect AA for its ability to get drunks, just like us, sober and useful. It's an action word for humility. And step 7 reminds us that without some degree of humility, we can't stay sober. So Becca has, it's a quote from Becca on attire that she wrote, and it says, in the early days, showing up in dress attire was a sign of respect when meeting others in public. Many of us have experienced that inability of being able to suit up and show up for life. Dressing in Atlanta Group attire for commitments, such as speaking, allows us the ability to show others that we respect our hosts and our responsibilities of representing Alcoholics Anonymous and our home group, the Atlanta Group. One way we represent our recovery is by how we suit up and show up for the world. Becca H., Atlanta Group Chairperson, 2000. And her quote was expanded in subsequent years to say, representing Alcoholics Anonymous and our home group means wherever we do service, Atlanta Group commitment or not, we wear Atlanta Group attire. As Atlanta Group home members, we follow all of Atlanta Group's customs wherever we go in AA. Thanks.